Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Now, I know the Giants' schedule, no matter who they play and where, is hellacious. The Jets is a little bit easier, but that's always fun. Listen, the way they did it on draft night, I don't know if you remember
that. Yeah, I did.
Oh,
I did,
my God. I'm talking about corny.
I heard you. I don't know if I was off.
Oh, yeah, you were out. That's right. You were out.
I did catch you ripping that.
Just poorly orchestrated. It was just weak. I don't even know what the objective here is. I actually thought that they were going to tell us a couple of games there because the way they hyped it, they were going to change things up and that night tell us a few. But whatever. The point is, I do enjoy when I find out, oh, who do we open with, how many primetime games, and you know how many primetime games I want this year? One, which is the required amount for every NFL team. I want, give me the 1 o'clock, give me up against the Giants, I'll deal it with the juggle. Don't put me Sunday night, don't put me Thursday night, don't put me Monday night. Let me just find an identity while nobody's really watching. Can we do that for once?
Build it quietly. Yeah, yes. But that's not fun.
No, but
I like some of the prime
time games.
I'm
not looking
games.
For fun, I'm looking for productivity, man. Last couple of years were not fun.
Next week, we are guaranteed to have a Game 3 to react to from tomorrow. A Game 4 to look ahead to and react to.
Mm-hmm. Another day to start booking Eastern Conference Final watching periods.
We are potentially in line for a Game 5 or Game 6, although at this point we don't want that. We want the Knicks to win it in 4. We are guaranteed to have the NFL schedule release.
Uh-huh.
And we are guaranteed to have the Subway Series Juan Soto return to look forward
to. You left out one more guarantee. Mets are losing 2 out of 3.
Hey, you know what?
Don't sell it short, dude. You gotta come on. I thought you had a longer list of that.
No, we really didn't put anything on the line for our over unders this year. We could revisit.
Well, we did. I just didn't have you pay off the bet because it didn't work out the way
year.
We thought.
Yeah,
remember you had a dress. You know,
it's another one favorite.
No, you know what I'm saying, though. So
no, I know.
We can do double or nothing. That's funny. We could do a couple of different things here, but I got no problem putting a little wage on the Yankee Mets Subway Series round one.
Yeah, and maybe even individual performance. I really feel like
something to rails. I'll do something.
Yeah, we got to put something on.
We have to put something. I want to.
BT and Sal on the fan. Mark and Syosset. What's up, Mark?
Good afternoon, guys. First out, condolences to you and your family.
Thank you, Mark. Appreciate it.
And that said, talking about the Knicks for a second, you don't ever be a fanboy. You're right. It's good to have a realistic perspective of our team. They were up 2 games to none, but they were down 20 points in both games. And having guarded optimism is perfect. You're doing exactly what you need to do. Don't be swayed by anybody waving the pom-pom.
Yeah.
Because that's not right.
And I like hearing from you. I appreciate that. I'm not going to change. We're not going to sway from what we do. This is what we do. There's a reason why we're here. We got here. But I appreciate hearing from fans like you because I know that they're out there. They exist. But a lot of times it feels like we hear from the other side of it where there's such fanboys out there. It's nauseating. It's okay to criticize your team. Anyway, go ahead, Mark.
I'm going to say real quick, Mark.
No, you're right.
To add to that, the minority is generally more vocal with that.
Yeah, I know. Right?
So they're going to shout and scream and get a little traction on social media.
Well,
most people want objectivity.
Yeah.
Exactly. And let me speak for the majority. Keep the objectivity because it's a good listen and it's a fair perspective. And you point out the flaws of our team, which we need to know. People want to see it and they want to hear about it and they want to talk about it.
There you go.
So, I'm excited about the team. Really am. It's great for the city. Love to see them win 4 straight. Do I expect it? No. Would I love it? Yes. So just keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you, Mark. We appreciate the words of encouragement. Very much so. It's nice to hear.
Words of encouragement.
Well, keep doing what we want to say. We don't need the advice.
No.
I appreciate that.
I think there's a lot of Marks out there that want the real because they know what's up.
I mean, that's what we do in New York. That's what to me is so. Because honestly, dude, I never had an issue on the overnight with this stuff. Like, it was fine. Mm. Midday, I know it's a different audience, larger audience, but I couldn't even believe some of the reaction toward criticism, even as recently as Juan Soto. Holy cow. I never once said Soto sucks or I'm concerned about Soto or worried about. I made it even clear to say I am not concerned or worried about him. And I'm saying that because people are so soft and they misunderstand things or misperceive things, whatever. But what? You can't criticize the guy who's been, it was awful for his first 20 games. Starting to get warmer now. Just in time for the Subway Series. But I mean, if you can't criticize these players or teams when they're not you know, performing at a high level. What are we supposed to do?
Listen, I'll tell you. So I did national radio for a while. Yeah. You know that, right? And one of the things that I missed the most about doing local was being able to pound on somebody. I don't mean unnecessarily without merit, but to me, like, that's the juice, man. That's when I would sit in my car. Remember, I told the story, one of the summers I was doing construction, right? And I would just sit in the car. I'd get the end of the schmooze and Russ, of course. And then I'd get Mike and Chris. And I'm like, I know they're going to crush. Especially if I knew what happened tonight, which I did. You know, this guy's going to get lit up. This team's going to get crushed. I'm like, here we go.
It's therapeutic to hear them rip the teams. Come on.
Yes.
And then you want to call in and vent yourself about it. We can't go too soft to a point. Now, I understand you got to be smart about things and you can't make it personal. You don't want to over-criticize teams when they don't deserve it or players. But there's always a place to be critical of it.
You got to be fair. You got to be fair.
Mitchell's in Fort Lee. Mitch, how are we looking today?
Hi, Sal. Hi, BT. First of all, Sal, again, sorry to hear about your loss, Ben. And I hope everyone's doing anyway, doing okay. Hi, BT. How's everything?
Good. You cutting Sal's grass today or no?
What? Where are you? What's going on there with the background noise? Come on.
Well, Sal, I'm on the highway, Sal. I'm working. I got customers in the car, but they wanted to hear me call in. So we're going to JFK. We're going to JFK now. So let's get to number one.
Go ahead, Mitch.
Go ahead. BT, so after the Knicks win by Game 5, we're going to hold you a ticket, so you got to come to the Yankee game next Friday.
Wow,
okay?
You really do that, huh?
Mitch, you're better than I would. I made him make a decision, either in or out. He said out.
The decision's kind of made
already.
I like
putting BT on the hot seat. No, this will put your true test if it really you're just looking for an out and the Knicks can do it out or not.
Yeah, I guess.
That's right.
You put him up to this.
I did not.
You didn't?
I did not put him up to this. No, I would have
moved him up. He did not. And listen, truthfully, everyone keeps calling me. Everybody wants to buy my tickets for the game, but I'm staying with you guys. We made a commitment to go to the game, so I'm keeping my commitment. We still got to find someone for game for the last seat. But I thought about this. If BT doesn't go because there is a game 6, Sal, why don't we do this? Why don't we raffle off the ticket and we donate the money to Cancer Society? And I just found out my girlfriend's brother-in-law just got married. He just found out he has Lou Gehrig's disease. Why don't we donate the money to those both charities and then let that person come to the game with us?
I don't know if we're legally and thank you for the call, Mitch. You got a lot of background
noise.
It's a great sentiment, though.
Yes,
it is. And we're sorry to hear that. Prayers to your family there. I don't think we're legally allowed to do that, but I love the thought process. Mitch is really a good guy.
He's a great guy.
By the way, he is a father. I don't know if I said that before. He does have a 21-year-old daughter.
Okay.
Yeah, so he's dating now.
She a Yankee fan or a Met fan?
I would assume Yankee fan.
Well, we'll take her.
Goes to Penn State. So he
raised her well. Penn State, great school.
Yeah, but so it's not like he's just out there, you know, living.
I got you.
But he's still able to. It's like, I'm going down to Atlantic. You want to come? I'm like, dude.
Atlantic City? What, this weekend?
This
weekend? What's going to AC?
He didn't ask about this weekend, but just in general. But that Met Yankee game, I like what he said there. Now, I wish I did not. I was texting him, hey, maybe we get Marash or Loogie involved.
That puts me in a rough spot.
And he was saying, I'll hold on to it for BT. He really wants you to go.
I thought I was off the hook.
And if there is no, in fact, game 6, maybe the Knicks wrap it up in 4, maybe they wrap it up in 5, then you're back in.
Mm.
You're back in play. Friday night at the stadium, Soto's return. Come on, front row, right field.
I know. Oh.
See, you don't really want to go.
I do.
I don't think you do.
No, I hear you. He's grabbing the mic. Double team.
Do you know where the seats are, by the way?
Front row, right field.
But like you saw the Aaron Judge home run on Monday when it was like monsoony outside.
And the guy swiped the ball.
Yeah, that's legitimately right where the seats are. You'll catch a home run by Judge.
Not from a Met. The Mets don't hit those wall scrapers.
No, they don't.
If they hit them, they go.
I'm just
maybe a Volpe homer you get.
Well, he'll scrape the wall for you.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Or Austin Wells.
Oh man.
Maybe Goldie goes opposite.
You could fight with Soto over a baseball. How about that? It's gonna go right to the wall. You two can go at it.
I want to go.
I'm gonna be yelling out to Soto. You don't want to miss that.
See, I want to go.
But I know.
First thing is the Knicks, that's for sure. Yeah. Number one. Now, if they're not playing, which is a little curveball I didn't anticipate coming my way today, I do factor in, I'm not going to lie to you, like the logistics are off
the
chart, pain in the ass.
Well,
I told you,
even for me now, I got a dilemma.
But at least you're working and you're in the city.
I know, but getting up to the
Bronx. I'm off the air too, and now I'm home. I'm like, do I sit here for 4 hours? Do I go home? Like, just.
But you actually could go home and then drive in, which is easier than
me.
I could. I'm going to be in the city, do SNY. I got to take the train up to Yankee Stadium, train back from Yankee Stadium after the game, train then to Harrison, get my car.
But nightmare. I don't want to drive. I want to have a couple pops.
Yeah, Mitch will drive everybody, and he'll take us to Candlelight.
He did say that. Mitch did say. But now you're throwing
this
on another.
A saint.
I know.
He really is a saint.
I know. He's a big guy. I told you, help me move my couches downstairs.
Maybe we'll run into Brunson and Hart.
Oh, I forgot to ask him. Mitch, if you're listening, can you pick up 2 Mother's Day cards and some flowers and drop them off of my...
How about he just shaves his head and drives to Long Island and pretends he's you tomorrow?
Or just drives along, I'll drop him off at my mom's house so you don't have to worry about anything. I can FaceTime with my mom and have Mitch deliver her the gift while I'm back in Jersey.
By the way, any real resolution to this dilemma? I mean, we talked about this early.
After the show, I'll go sit in the office for 2 hours
and plot this out.
Come up with some kind of plan.
Come on, Sal.